We want a shield of protection around our soul. Don't you want a shield of God's protection around your life? A man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him, when Yeshua saw him lying there and knew they had already been a long time in that condition, he said to him, "Do you wish to get well?" The man got into agreement with the truth. Jesus released the healing. "Get up, take up your pallet and walk." And that man was instantly healed. Afterwards, we're in verse number 14, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, listen to this, "Behold, you've become well. Do not sin any more so that nothing worse happens to you." Talk about having the right type of the fear of God. We should have the type of the fear of God that keeps us walking righteous by His grace before Him. Part of the fear of God is realizing that God is not mocked. He that sows to the Spirit of life will reap from the Spirit of life life. He that sows to sin will reap destruction. It's an immutable law that cannot be changed. And having the fear of God will keep us from sinning. We want a shield of protection around our soul. Don't you want a shield of God's protection around your life? One of the ways, beloved, we walk in God's protection, His shield, His covering, His light that protects us from the darkness and the curses of the demons that are in the darkness, what protects us from that through the blood of Jesus, listen now, is walking righteously before Him. Because when we sin, especially when it's willful, we open up a legal door to the enemy to come in and bring pain. To stay free, because Jesus encountered that man after he was healed, to stay free, we have to guard our ways. We have to guard our heart. We have to guard our eyes. We have to continually do battle with our mind, because the enemy is continually coming in, trying to put his thoughts in our mind. We have to continually reject the thoughts of the enemy, whether they're thoughts of self-rejection, hatred, fear, whatever it is, accusation against other people. We have to reject the enemy, keep him out. And as we do, as we keep ourselves aligned with the Lord, we're going to keep being blessed. We're going to go from glory to glory. And the same one that turned the water to wine during his first miracle is going to produce a supernatural joy and bring revelation into your life. This is Rabbi Schneider. I love you.